Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on the morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Show, Sister's Place. I am your hostess, Latrice Carter. We have a great show lined up for you all today. Today's guests will be Felicia Malone, Sherry McRae, and our two music features by Sue Wilkerson and Lyrica Lynn. Our first guest on our show is Felicia Malone. She is an author of Christian fiction novel, Ruth's Awakening, a Love Story. She is the founder of Super Nerdy Church Girl. She is joining us today to discuss the Super Nerdy Church Girl, emotional and physical health, self-care, and her next novel. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Felicia Malone. Hey, Felicia.
Hey, how you doing, Latrice? How are you?
I am doing good. I am doing good. Thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for accepting our last minute due to another cancellation. So I was so happy. I said, that was nothing but God.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the invite. I appreciate you thinking about me. And I have to just say really quickly, I think you have a touch of the prophetic. You said she's here to introduce her blog, her book, and her next album. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know I was doing this, but okay.
Hey, let God guide us. That's what I'm talking about. So go ahead and tell us about what Super Nerdy Church Girl and what this means to you.
Well, Super Nerdy Church Girl is a brand. It includes a blog, online publishing, social media. As a blog, I consider my blog like a virtual universe where you can explore. Like, I'm really into sci-fi, and I don't like the sci-fi about robots. I like the sci-fi where you're exploring space and they're landing on new planets. And that's what I think of Super Nerdy Church Girl. It is a lifestyle blog, and I share insight on love, life, trying new things. I also women who are just living their dreams. So when you visit Super Nerdy Church Girl, it is like you are exploring the universe, you know. And that's what I think of it as. It's my little tagline is a little nerdy, a little churchy, and a little flirty. So that's what you're going to get.
I like that. Now, I know you do a lot with fitness and health. Talk about what it means to be emotionally healthy.
Emotional health is foundational. You know, it's New Year's. People are doing their New Year's resolutions. They want to lose weight. They want to start businesses. They want to go to school. Foundationally, you need to be emotionally healthy in order to be successful in those areas.
And I agree with that.
When I think about emotional health for myself, is understanding my motivation. So to make this personal, I have struggled with my weight on and off. And, you know, I'm doing like intermittent fasting. I have my Get Fit with Tuesday. And I would say that, I'm sorry, there's a little bit of feedback. I wasn't sure where that was coming from, but emotional health to me is understanding motivation. So asking myself, am I okay? And being honest with myself. And saying, okay, I'm not okay. Well, Felicia, then if you're not okay, why are you not okay? Okay, well, I'm not okay because I'm feeling or I'm feeling some type of pain or I'm feeling some type of sadness. And then getting to the root of that sadness. And if we're going to tie it just to, like, fitness, let's say, okay, I know I'm an emotional eater. So if I have a bag of chips and I know that's not nutritionally sound for my body, okay, Felicia, why do you want to eat these chips? Besides the fact they taste good, right?
Right,
well,
right.
I'm feeling anxious. And so if I eat these chips, then the anxiety will go away. Okay, well, if you're anxious, why are you anxious? And then because I can identify that, I can identify my motivation, I can redirect that energy into something positive. So I know that if I'm anxious, I need to slow down, I need to breathe, I need to get my thoughts centered. And if it's something that's going on, okay, what can I do in my power to resolve this? And everything else, I got to leave it to God and keep it moving. And if going through those steps to be emotionally healthy, I believe that a lot of people struggle, and I'm just speaking from my personal experience and from what, you know, my interactions with others, with being able to cope emotionally. Not because they're bad people, but no one has given them the tools to redirect that energy. So if I'm angry, and maybe I'm angry at someone, like maybe I'm angry with my mother or my father or someone who you don't feel comfortable being angry with. Okay, well, how do you feel about And so being emotionally healthy, being able to understand your motivations, having those tools to cope, and redirecting the energy from that into something positive.
That's awesome, awesome. You created a group on Facebook called Get Fit with Fee. Why did you create this group? And tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, Get Fit with Fee, and Fee is spelled S as in Frank, E as in Edward. It really started, actually, my sister Angie reminded me that. She's like, I started your group. I'm like, girl, really? But I had to think, and it really started because me, my sister, and my friend, we were, you know, starting our fitness journeys, and we would just post, we would find workout challenges and then post on our personal Facebook page, you know, tagging each other, did you do your challenge, did you do your challenge? Well, I just found that a lot of people are very timid and private when it comes to weight loss. You know, it's almost like, okay, I'm overweight, it's a personal failure, and I don't want to admit this in public, you know. So Get Fit with Fee is created as a safe space. It's a closed group. You have to be a friend or friend of friends. But if somebody's listening to Sister's Place, I can consider you a friend. So if you send me a member request, I'll add you. Just, you know, inbox me and tell me that you heard it here. But it's a safe space that people can post their post-workout photos. They can post their what they ate today. I post monthly challenges, and I also share what information that I've learned in terms of nutrition fitness via Facebook Live. So it has grown organically from my friend and my sister to over 150 members in a couple years, and they are very engaged. No one's on there trying to sell you some pills, wraps, or whatever. It's really about support, encouragement, and, you know, just saying, I'm in this struggle with you, you know? And that's really it.
Okay.
The value, you know, that people get from it.
Okay. You guys heard her say it here first. So if you're listening to the show and you like to get some inspiration and some encouragement, go ahead and hit her up on Facebook, Get Fit with Fee, F-E, not Fee as in Fee. Okay. Now, you are a published author, and your last novel was Ruth's Awakening, A Love Story. Are you working on a next novel, and can you tell us a little bit about it and a prospective release time frame?
Latrice, Ruth's Awakening for me, like I don't have like children, but Ruth's Awakening, A Love Story is my baby. And I feel like it has a life and it's growing. And I believe that there's a work that Ruth's Awakening has to do. You know, there's still people that need to read it, people that need to, you know, understand that their struggle isn't isolated. So, so that being said, I am still, you know, promoting Roots Awakening Love Story. And I'm also working on a book of poetry. And so my next release before releasing the sequel to Roots Awakening will be a book of poetry. Yeah. So Roots Awakening, it kind of ties into your question on emotional health because protagonist, her name isn't Ruth. Her name is Michelle. She's really struggling, trying to take care of her aging grandmother who has Alzheimer's, and her grandfather is, you know, he's emotionally checked out. She's struggling in her emotions because the man that she's loved for all of her life has moved away. So when we open in that story, we see Michelle in this crisis, this emotional storm, and the journey or the awakening is how does she navigate all of that while maintaining her faith. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's a great read. Book on Amazon. I'm just transitioning to poetry. I've always been a writer, a creative person, and I feel that poetry is a way to express a lot of those emotions in a very concise way. And you can write about a lot of different topics. My mind is always, I have creative ideas coming like 1,000 miles an hour. You know, I have a notebook I keep, I write it down, and I'm just like, oh my God, I can write a book about this. Oh, I can write a book. I'm like, okay, focus, 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 Alicia, focus. And I kind of, poetry, it feels that urge to just, you know, I don't know, it's almost like shooting. You know, I have this great idea. I need to hit that target. Let me write a poem about it, you know?
Yeah, there you go. I understand.
I know, you know, and I just, you know, I really thank God for you and thank God for all the people he's brought into my life. When I first started writing Roots Awakening, it was like a 7-year process. And when it was time to pull the trigger and publish, I was so overwhelmed with, okay, well, I don't have a network and I don't know the right people and how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that? And I'm telling you, as I began to walk and put one foot in front of the other, God has just created avenues like out of nowhere and connections out of nowhere. And, you know, if anyone is listening, if you have a gift, it is your, I would say it's your duty as a Christian to give your gift away, to get your gift out. Because that is how we honor our creator, is to create.
Yes, yes, because he planted a treasure inside of us, and we are obligated to share that gift with the world because you are a walking testimony that you can inspire, empower, and influence someone else. I love it. So, it's 2018. It's, you know, we are in the beginning of a great year, a breakout year. And what advice can you give a Black woman on emotional health, fitness, and self-care?
Well, I will say this can apply to all women, but specifically Black women, because we've been fed the stereotype of the strong Black woman. It is okay to not be okay. If I could tell my younger self that a lesson or one sentence, I would say it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to say I need a break. It's okay to say I can't do this for you. It's okay to put myself first. It's okay to say no. It is okay to not run yourself ragged because other people try to put priorities on your life. It is even okay to be single and okay to be alone. As long as you have you and you have God, you have a majority. and it's going to be okay. That is what I would tell people.
Okay, that's good.
Self-care.
That's good. And you know what? Every year, everybody makes these outlandish New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And halfway, not even halfway through the year, by March, most of us have failed those New Year's resolutions. So yeah. My advice off of what you just said would be to just make goals, make short-term goals, make long-term goals to be healthy emotionally and physically, you know, and get a partner, join a group, get fit with feet. You know, if you're intimidated by your weight or how you look or what you look or how big you are or whatever, you know, joining a group will be encouraging. It will be inspiring because you get to see someone else like, oh, my gosh, she's really losing the weight. You know, what she's doing, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, that empowers you, you know. And I like that because, you know, as a personal story myself, I struggle with my weight going up and down. You know, and, you know, getting healthy is so important, especially among Black people, you know, Black women, because we carry so much. We carry so much, and we always take care of everybody else except for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
And I just like to say Proverbs 27:17. I had to look it up. I'm not frightened like I remember scriptures, but it says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So, you know, you have to partner up and be in colleague with like-minded people. So that doesn't mean I have to, I'm an author, I can only, you know, network with authors, but network with people who are moving forward, people who have those long-term goals. And I'm telling you, even watching you, you know, publish your magazine and how diligent you are and how routine you are, I'm like, I really have to step my game up, like, for real. So, and I know people are maybe looking at me and they're like, wow, you published a book, you do the blog, you do this, you know, and I also do editing services and social media management. And, you know, I am a work in progress, you know, and so I need that accountability. I need that encouragement, and I also need that inspiration. And that's something as an adult. If I could tell my younger self something, I would tell her to partner with others. You know, it's so crazy how women are. It's like we are. I won't say bred, but so we are socialized to view another woman as an enemy, as competition. And I'm like, no, that is your key to success.
Yes.
And that's really
it. Yes. Yes, it is. Uphold each other up instead of competing. We're not competing. That is definitely a key factor, networking and partnering with your fellow sisters.
Yes.
I want to encourage everyone. We have like 10 callers on air right now listening to the show. I want to thank you guys for listening to Felicia's segment. Stay on and continue to listen to the show. We have another author coming on board, but we also have two music features. We are really big on supporting indie talent and supporting women in music, literature, television, and film. You know, it's really important that we support one another. And I want to thank you so much, Felicia, for being on the show today. I want you to stay on and listen to the show, finish, you know, the show out with us.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Right now, we are going to feature live right here on the show our music feature number one with a musician by the name of Sue Wilkinson. She has a beautiful song titled Alone Again. It's from her project Big Sky, and it is produced by James Scruggs, Lynn Brown, and Phil Ehart from the band Kansas. So, guys, check out our first musical spotlight feature on the show. That was our first musical feature by Sue Wilkinson. This is a song from her Big Sky project, written by Sue Wilkinson, James Scruggs, and Lynn Brown, produced by Phil Eckhart, drummer from the band Kansas. That is our first feature of music on our show. This is something new that we have started on Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show, where we're giving many musicians and artists the opportunity to showcase their music to our audience and across the world. This is a great opportunity. So if you're listening to the show and you like to get your music, selected music, of course, played live on our show, please follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, Sister's Place. You can send us your information. We use MP3 for playing the songs on the show, and you can, you know, send us your title of your album as well as, you know, who produced and written it, and we'll play your music on the show. We are going to be getting ready for our next guest for our show. She is, I'll tell you a little bit about Sherry as she prepares to call in. Sherry McRae is an actor, author, producer, director, and speaker. She will be joining us today to discuss her audiobook called Success Memoirs and giving us some tips, and she'll talk about a couple of her film projects as well. So as we prepare to for that call, to call into the show, I know many of you watched the Golden Globe Awards earlier this week, and I like to quote Miss Oprah Winfrey and commend her as well as congratulate her. Her speech was phenomenal. It was empowering, it was provocative, and taking from her quote, she said, "What I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we have." So to all of our listeners, speak your truth. Stand up. This is a year for all of us to speak your truth. You know, we are women. We are proud. We are not somebody else's, I want to say, we're not someone else's toy to have their way. So speak your truth and stand up. So, like I said, this is going to be a phenomenal week. Our month, this month, as you guys know, our show format has changed. We have an hour show twice a month on Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you're following our show so that you can stay on top and stay connected with us on Sister's Place. And we are now on Instagram. So make sure you're following us on Instagram at Sister's Place, S-I-S-T-A-H, Place. It's a phenomenal plan for 2018. Starting January 27th, 2018, we will have a poetry corner and spoken word. So if you are a poet, a spoken word artist, hit us up for a 7-minute spotlight shine on our showcase. Speak the words from your soul. Join us. Showcase your talent. And let our audience hear some of your awesome, awesome poetry. Who knows? I may even share some of my own words to you, with you guys, because I dabble here and there. I certainly do. So I'm truly, truly looking forward to talking to our next guest on our show. She must be calling in now. Guys, hit us up and let us know what you thought about the music, our first musical feature, song by Sue Wilkinson. We love to hear from you guys. We love your feedback. And also tell us about our new format of the show. Let us know how you're liking our new format of our show. Our January 27th show will have two phenomenal women joining the show. Tonya LaRue will talk about her next novel, Abandoned Secrets 2. And we will also have Kimberly R. Jasper on the show as well. And it is that time for our next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Sherry McRae. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. A little bit cold, but, you know.
Oh, I think it's global. It's a global cold.
It's a global rigidness that's going on, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much for joining our show today to discuss your audiobook, Success Memoirs. Oh, I like that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, tell us about your Success Memoirs audiobook.
Well, Success Memoirs is basically it's a collaboration of ideas and different affirmations and practical tools that I've come up with, because these are some things that actually help me on a day-to-day, you know, kind of stay centered, kind of stay positive. And so I just thought that I would share these same ideas and, you know, just these affirmations with the rest of the world.
Okay, awesome. What inspired you to do the audiobook instead of a traditional paperback or Kindle?
Well, first and foremost, I actually love paperbacks. Like, I am a huge fan of reading and novels and so forth. But this came to mind because I also have a collection of audio in my car. And years ago when I thought of the idea, I just thought about how, you know, majority of my friends or colleagues or peers, everyone is just, you know, going from point A to B to C to D all the time, just going. And most of these individuals spend a lot of time in their vehicles or they spend a lot of time in front of the computer. And I said, what better idea that, you know, if I were able to provide them something that they can kind of pop in their stereo in the car, CD player, or something, if they were working on something simultaneously, they can just pop in some headphones. If they were at a coffee shop, if they were just finishing up a meeting, and they say, hey, you know, even if it were like a support thing, or even if it was something I need a reminder, they can listen to the words. And those words can penetrate wherever they may be. And so that's really my idea behind making something audio-driven because, you know, people's schedules are so rigorous these days.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what do you hope listeners can take away from Success Memoir?
Well, one primary goal I had with Success Memoirs is the fact that if there's ever any doubts in your mind when it comes to society, society can continue to push the envelope when it comes to negativity, when it comes to you have to be this tall, this wide, have this many degrees in order to succeed in life. And they paint this picture of what they want you to think. Either you've reached the bar or you have fell short of the bar. And so what my motive behind this project is to allow people to see that you don't have to conform to anyone else's idea of success. And when I say that, you can have a housewife that's at home every single day, and she may take care of the children, she may take care of the domestic duties of the household, and she may take care of her husband when he gets there. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that she's unsuccessful. In her own mind and in her own right, that's her level of success. And just as with anyone else that may be pursuing a degree, you know, someone that may be on a managerial level that wants to get it to an executive level at work, that's their success track. And so my motive or my motivation is to let each and every individual know, regardless of what background, whatever walk of life you come from, you define your own success. Don't let anyone else define that for you.
Awesome. That is beautiful. And it's the truth. So
yes.
Where can our audience pick up your audio or download your audio? Where is it available?
Well, right now the download is in process. I do anticipate it to be on iTunes as well as Barnes & Noble. Right now, currently, it is available on actual audio. Actual physical copy is available. I'm having an upcoming book release here in Atlanta, Georgia, so it's going to be available for individuals that attend the event. There's also pre-sale audio copies available on the website, which is successmemoirsaudio.com. And there's also some available on the Eventbrite link where the tickets can be found. So right now, there are physical copies. However, they can go ahead and get pre-sale discounts either on the website or Eventbrite.
Okay. All right. Now, what some of our listeners don't know about you is that you're also a producer, a director, and a speaker. And you have some projects that you've worked on as an AD as well as produced and directed yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about the short that you were an AD on for called Second Chances, as well as your own directed and produced moralistic short, a moralistic short entitled Twisted Turn, and one that you co-directed, Foul to the Play?
Foul Play. Yeah, Foul Play.
Yes, yes. Foul Play.
Sure, definitely. Well, first and foremost, I will say, I know a lot of people are like, wait, those are a lot of titles. But I will definitely explain the variations from one artistic standpoint to the next. And that's only because I feel, again, via my Success Memoirs audio, one of my chapters is I just don't allow anyone to put me in a box. So with Latrice, you naming off all those titles, I know your audience is like, what the world? Like, that can't be possible. But it is, God willing, it is, and it will continue to be. But sure, I will go ahead and explain the three film projects. The one you mentioned entitled Second Chances, I did serve as first AD. It's actually in post-production currently. And basically it's just a romantic drama, and it surrounds three main characters. And these characters all pretty much just the underlying fact is they get a second chance at love and life together. And I think it's a great project. I don't really want to tell the complete storyline, but I think it's a great project because this is how it's explained most often in a lot of, your Tyler Perry films and like those moralistic projects where you have someone down in their luck. And then towards the end of the project, you're like, huh, it's like, the tide has turned for them. And so this is one of those projects where it's going to give you a standpoint where someone is starting out not in the best situation, but towards the end, everyone falls in love with the fact that the tables have turned, and everyone just definitely wants to see, just the underdog win, win in love in this case. And so that's what Second Chances is about. And then the moralistic film, the moralistic short that you mentioned entitled Twisted Turn, that's actually my son's project. My son he's also into a lot of the film directing and writing and so forth. And so I actually assisted him with this project. I co-directed it because he just wants the director's seat or the director's hat. And so I think he did a phenomenal job. I let him have that hat. I was kind of like in and out, like, you sure you want to go this way? And he's like, yes, Mom, I'm sure. So I was like, okay. But his project is more centered around teen violence. And what I enjoy about it is there is such a vast majority of stories on bullying in schools and, teen violence and homicides and things of that nature that we as parents, a lot of these teenagers don't let us in on a day-to-day. And so I just thought that it was very prolific for him to come and say, hey, I want to write about some things that I've seen or some things I've seen either in school, around the neighborhood, things of that nature. And so that's what it's about. It's about young boys who actually get into an altercation about a young lady, and some words are exchanged, and just some things are brought to the forefront. And one of the teen males actually shoots his friend and kills him.
Oh.
And it's basically one of those stories where it appears that the young man, you know, has committed a murder, but he does get redemption at the end. And that project is actually out right now. It can be seen, well, it's going to be out right now. It can be seen on our YouTube channel upcoming soon. Slowly but surely, it's going to be put out. I'm just trying to get a good little groove in there for him where he can do it correctly as far as bringing it to the forefront. So that's what that project is about. And I thought that was a very awesome concept. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, was Foul Play. And Foul Play is actually an investigative crime series that I wrote and directed. It was co-directed by Larry Person. He was actually a DP as well, and director of photography, for those who don't understand DP. But he and I came up with a series. And Foul Play is just basically following the lives of two detectives who are pretty well seasoned on the force, and they've stumbled upon a family with a mother, father, young children, and this family has really touched the hearts of both detectives, and it's probably one of many investigations that they just cannot, for the life of them, figure out. And they just, their heart just goes out to the family, and they're doing just all kind of miscellaneous things to get to the bottom of it that they would not have normally done with any other story or with any other crime case. And so, again, that's a series that's steady and is continuing to move forward, trying to kind of jam-pack it with at least 4 to 6 episodes first before we, you know, kind of bring that to the forefront as well. But yeah, some pretty exciting things that are happening, you know, all at once.
Well, that is awesome. Awesome. So
yeah.
You are a woman of multiple hats. How do you find balance wearing hats like an author, speaker, producer, director, and actor?
Well, balance is ever evolving for me. I'm always studying different techniques on how to maintain a well-balanced lifestyle. But I've always been someone, for as long as I can remember, probably even a freshman in college, where I just work really well under pressure. I work really well with a lot to juggle. And I know that kind of sounds a little bizarre, but, you know, most times I have to tell myself, you know, when it comes to balancing my social life, when it comes to balancing, you know, just the workplace, and when it comes to just the artistry and creativity, my mind is constantly moving, constantly. And so I have to create a space where I have to slow it down. And I have to say, even though you're thinking of ideas at this very moment while you're in the spa, you're going to have to turn the phone off.
Right.
You're going to have to start voice recording these ideas and stop texting yourself and stop journaling and start writing down. Because I think when you're an individual, your mind is just constantly on the move. Is something where you have to teach yourself to just balance just that, you know, that on the go aspect that I mentioned in the beginning, where, you know, this is why I even came up with an audiobook, because I'm never sitting still. And then also stillness. And so I think that's where I've come into, where I'm coming to my own, where I'm like, okay, stillness is very important. Getting film projects done and you know, going to these different events and networking with individuals and premieres and church and home and going out to eat and then your son's duties and then your duties and then finally yourself. And so I think it's just constantly just making that stance, like, I have to rest today. If the phone is ringing, off the hook. Listen, this is a day I can't answer any calls within this time block, you know, or I'm not gonna respond to any emails for this particular time frame. And so it's a learned behavior. But balancing for me, again, is definitely something I feel I'm always asking for tips, or, you know, always asking my counterparts, like, now, so tell me, what do you do? Because I'm having some weaknesses in this area. So what do you do to cope? And so that's how I kind of, you know, get everything underway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So what advice can you give the dreamers listening to the show right now who want to do, you know, they want to produce, they want to direct, they want to be an actor or actress, or they would even want to write a book? What advice can you give them?
Well, I actually started this book project, believe it or not, 2 years ago. I started an outline for this 2 years ago, and I attempted to put it out, you know, and I feel like all of those attempts, it just wasn't the right time. I didn't have the right resources. I was just forcing it, and versus today, it doesn't feel forced. So my advice to listeners is just really to never give up. Whatever it is that you're trying to pursue, you know, whatever it is that you're striving to proceed to achieve, rather, you know, you just can't give up on that notion. You can't give up on the fact that nobody's supporting you. I'm not saying don't worry about supporters. We all need supporters, but that should not stop you from pursuing what it is that you, you know, are attempting to give 110% at. Also, timing is very important. If you feel like something is not working at one season of your life, it doesn't mean to just tuck it away and never attempt at it again. You just have to continue to, you know, whatever your higher power is or your higher source, you have to just really have faith and know that, okay, a delay isn't a denial. You know, stick in it, stay in it, revisit it. You know, it may be a reason why you're kind of not stuck, but you're kind of idle at that particular moment. And again, I hear a lot of people say they don't have necessary budgets, or they don't have sponsorships, or they don't have, you know, they don't have the same avenues and individuals pouring into their projects or doing different things for them. And with that, I would say, if you continue to be creative, and instead of trying to go through a locked door, maybe you need to push up a window and jump out that thing. I'm not sure, but I would tell a lot of the dreamers, a lot of individuals, you know, my peers and my counterparts, we're all in this thing, and it's so difficult at times. It can feel like, you know, some people feel like a rest stop means I need to just stop. And that isn't the case. A rest stop is just that. You just take that moment to reflect, where am I, what it is that I strive to do. And you just have to always know, you know, you always have to come into your why. And once you figure out why you're doing something, it will broaden your perspective on why you should continue to do that thing. And so that's my theory, and, you know, that's my charge to anyone out there listening.
Okay, that was great advice. Thank you so much for telling us today about your audiobook, Success Memoir. Guys, go ahead.
Yes.
You can pre-order. Go to the website, successmemoirsaudiobook.com. Follow her
just
on
audio.
Social media. Oh, just audio? Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, successmemoirsaudio.com.
Okay. I'll post the link on our Facebook page as well, on Tiffa's Place Real Talk Magazine. I'll post her links there so you guys can go follow her as well. And then go to the website. If you're in Atlanta, which I know a lot of people in Atlanta, guys, get your tickets. Go see her. Go to her book release. Support her. Cherry, I really appreciate you on the show today. I have a little cold. It's like I'm trying to cough, but I'm trying to control it.
Oh no.
Excuse me. So, but I wanted to thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate you. I support you, and I look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you and your listening audience for giving me this platform.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Thank you. So, guys, we have another feature on our show today. We do a music feature highlighting, spotlighting talent. And today, all of our features have been women empowering you, empowering women, inspiring you to do and follow your dreams. Our next spotlight feature is by Lyrica Lynn. Her song is titled "Be Kim" from her EP titled "I Won't Hold Me Back." Check it out.
DJ, yeah, thirsty. Just have the faith. Yeah.
All you gotta do is sit back and wait and listen. Things will come your way. Just have the faith. Have the faith. Have the faith. Are you searching?
Are you searching? Definitely not for sure. Yeah.
But there's the one thing that I know.
Tell me.
There's one person who is guaranteed to always be there when you need him. But all you got to do is seek him, and ye shall find him. He is not far away.
Not far away.
Can you hear the Father calling your name?
Could you?
Seek him, and he'll be away.
I hope it's your heart that I touch.
Cause the dead can't raise them from the grave. Know where you're going, girl. Know what you're doing. No one knows what will happen when you die. Serve my Jesus and live today. Cause the dead can't praise him from the grave.
All right, guys, that was Lyrica Lynn. Seek Him from her EP titled I Won't Hold Me Back. Artist is Lyrica Lynn. Make sure you guys follow her on YouTube. Follow her on social media. A little bit about her. Lyrica Lynn is a dynamic singer and songwriter with a unique, versatile sound that infuses popular genres, creating a diverse medium for impacting various cultures. Be sure to check her out. Be sure to follow our music artist spotlight features on social media. We will post their links in our Facebook pages as well. Support these beautiful, inspiring, and empowering women. Thank you to our guests, Felicia Malone and Sherrick McRae, for chatting with us today. Our next show will be January 27th with authors Tony LaRue and Kimberly Jasper. And be sure to also inquire for our new spoken word poetry corner. If you like to shine for 7 minutes, hit me up and follow the show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that is our show today. Guys, until next time, stay safe and stay woke. Peace. Ha